97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, former Senator Talent on the line with us this morning. Jim, what was your reaction to the debate? Who won?
I think that the three people Trump were debating probably had the best of it.
Yeah.
Probably had the best of it. I mean, I said in interviews I did last week, not on your show, but I said I was convinced that the moderators were going to do everything possible, regardless of the norms or protocols, to help her. And of course, you know, they did. And I think under the circumstances, I don't know really anybody who could have, quote unquote, won that debate on the other side, because the combination of the format and the fact that the moderators were obviously biased would have made it very difficult. Now, we'll see next week whether, if she doesn't get a blip in the polls, and I don't know whether she will, if she doesn't get at least a blip in the polls, that's a very bad sign for her.
Yeah,
so we'll see next week.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, my niche takeaway was President Trump let his base reactions. He gave them away a little bit, right? He let her get to him on a couple of those issues. Somebody told her if you challenge his crowd size at events, that's going to get him angry. These were things he should have been expecting, and instead he got distracted by overreacting to some of those things. But on content, Jim, he was the only one talking about what you have to do to deal with some of the tyrants around the world. Instead of, you know, go along to get along, you've got to show strength. And we know the moderators didn't even really get into that. They never ask any hard follow-up questions to Kamala Harris about what she would do with Iran or Russia or any of it.
Yeah. And a couple of things, Mark. First of all, for your listeners, and of course, I've done a number of high-profile debates. So one of the decisions you have to make, remember, you only have like 90 seconds or 60 seconds or whatever it is, right?
Right.
So one of the decisions you have to make is, am I going to spend my time correcting or exposing my opponent's misstatements, or am I going to hit my main points? So when the moderators go in and do part of that job for you, which they did for her, right? They attack. Now, what Trump said was not misstatements in most cases, but they tried to undermine his credibility. So they were doing her job for her when they did that.
Yes.
Another thing is, and that's why I find it hard to criticize the president, you know, too much for taking the bait or whatever. Another thing is, look, Trump is a pretty good debater. He's okay at that. His strength is the long form interview, which is why he, and in the press conferences he did as president, because Trump likes to follow lines of questioning. In other words, in a debate like that, ideally you're a ruthless pivoter. In other words, you pivot to what you want to talk about. Trump, if you ask Trump a question, if you had him on and you took him down 5 minutes down a question about baseball, Trump would follow up with it. Now, that's also a strength because he's authentic, see?
Yes.
In other words, he's not your classic politician. So, and I think that always comes through, and I think that always helps it. People know with Trump, you know, what you're seeing is what you're going to get, right? But in a format like that, particularly, you know, when the judges are biased, it's very difficult. I mean, it's kind of like diving competition in the Olympics when the Russians were judges. It's very unlikely you're going to win, right?
Russians going to win. So I don't know. I mean, maybe people's opinions on this evolve as they think more about how it was handled by the moderators, and they think more about the answers that they actually heard with some content from President Trump. Jim, appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. We'll talk again soon.